You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Tomorrow, TuCare is going to hold their annual Natural Resources Summit inside of the Sierra Building at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. And joining us as our newsmaker of the day, Melinda Fleming, who is the executive director for TuCare. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, first question I always ask, what is TuCare?
TuCare stands for Tuolumne County Alliance for Resources and Environment.
And the Natural Resources Summit is going to be held tomorrow. Who is invited to attend?
Everyone's invited to attend. So we want everybody to come down, hear the state-of-the-art, I guess you could say, information on fire protection, what we're doing to try to reduce the threat of wildfire.
And the admission is completely free. Who are the speakers this year?
Speakers this year, we have our keynote is Congressman McClintock. And then we have our day divided into sort of three different parts. The first one has to do with federal, state, and large landowner partnerships. And with that, we have Jason Kiken from the Stanislaus National Forest and Matthew Reichman, who is the deputy director for CAL FIRE. And then we have a representative from Sierra Pacific Industries as well. We also have a researcher, Dr. Khan from UC Merced, who's going to be talking about watershed and the health of the watershed. And then we have a community preparedness panel that includes Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, some more with CAL FIRE and Highway 108 Fire Safe Council, Safe Schools, and then the CERT program, which is the Citizens Emergency Response Team.
And is that a question and answer session?
That will be. It's a panel, yes.
Okay. So the theme this year is working together, preventing disaster. How important is this?
Well, we don't want another paradise to happen. And TuCare's board considered how we could best help our community. And we decided that putting together a group of speakers that could show what is already being done in the county, the plans that are being made for fuels reduction around the county, and also things that are being done, like making sure that our kids at school are safe if fire breaks out, looking for evacuation routes, all kinds of things that are going on, making sure that the public's aware of that.
The doors open at 8 o'clock in the morning. The event starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Essentially, it should be over with by around noonish.
We're done about 12:45. We have information tables around the room from various organizations in the county, and they'll have handouts for the public. So you'll have an hour before we start. If you come down at 8 o'clock, we have refreshments there, coffee and continental breakfast. And then we're going to have time after the summit, so our participants at the info tables will stick around, where you can also continue to get information from them.
Since the admission is free, how does TuCare pay for something like this?
Well, we have some sponsors, and one of those is PG&E, who has helped us over the last probably 6 years with our summit, and we actually have a small tour that's attached to this too. And then also from our membership. So if you're a TuCare member and you check the box that you want to assist with education about natural resources, and you include a additional donation, that goes toward helping us put on events like this for free for the public.
And for more information regarding TuCare, if somebody would like to talk to you on the telephone,
give us a call, 209-586-7816. They can also email us at tucare@mlode.com.
Anything else you would like to add before we wrap this up?
Well, this is about our 28th summit, I believe, and we would love for the public to get there, get the information they need. We need a safe community. I think there's a lot of good people working really hard to try to make that happen, but we need everybody there.
Melinda Fleming, she is the executive director for TuCare. Again, the annual Natural Resources Summit takes place tomorrow inside of the Sierra Building at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Doors open at 8 o'clock in the morning. Events get underway at 9. You should be done by around 1 o'clock or so tomorrow afternoon. Melinda, always good to see you.
Thank you, Mark.